Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, garden author. I love to help people with their plants. You can give us a call, ask your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me, 23680. You can let me know what you're drinking this morning, a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. I would love to hear that. And let me know you're awake and listening and that my text messages are working. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing better now because Teresa brought me in breakfast, lunch, dinner. And so I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We were ordering dinner from Tibby's last night, and Tibby's is great. It's a restaurant in Winter Park, and it's just lovely. And I just thought of you when we ordered dessert.
I'm so happy.
And Guy gets to share in with it.
Well, yay. If I let Guy. Guy is on the Good Morning Orlando show with me Monday through Friday with Bud and Alan and Melissa. And so he's coming in to cover me whenever I can't work the weekends.
That's right. We do let you off for certain days. And so Lizzie's going to be taking your phone calls this morning. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning. But I have to mention to Lizzie, we share a special day today. And July 23rd is Gorgeous Grandma Day.
I love this. I didn't know that was out there. Do we get presents?
Alice Solomon, she graduated at the age of 50 from Wesley College in 1984, and she realized that society saw her and other women as senior citizens. And Lizzie, we're not senior citizens, but we are just, you know, we're gorgeous and thriving.
100%. If you don't believe that, you can go to the Better Lawns and Garden Facebook page and see the picture that Teresa posted of us from last week, and there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And so today is Gorgeous Grandma Day. Guy, do you have your grandma around? Is she local?
Nope, I have no one left living in my family other than my sisters.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I'm sorry. I'm just honest.
Wow, he just derailed the show.
But no.
You ladies are gorgeous, though.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And so we're going to have a great show today. We've got the Redneck Rosarian lined up for today. And so that is I'm just looking forward to it. He was on my other previous show, In Your Backyard, which I did for over 20 years in Lake County on WLBE. And he's just wonderful. And so if you ever thought roses are hard to grow, you got to listen to Chris. He's going to give us a lot of great information. In Central Florida this week, we have summertime temperatures going on. So literally, I talk about this every week, especially during the summertime. Shut your irrigation system down. Whether you get it from a well, whether you get it from the city or the utility company, shut your irrigation system down now, because I'm seeing a lot of fungal diseases and issues that are acerbated that really come from overwatering. And if we get 1 to 2 inches of rain a week during the summertime, then you do not need to turn that irrigation system on at all. And if your turf cannot go 1 week, 7 days without water, you have a spoiled lawn and you are responsible. Listen to your grandma, okay? And so this week in Central Florida, we are going to have storms practically every day in the afternoon. And June, July, August is a time when we get about 7 to 10 inches of rain a month. So we're getting pretty much enough rainfall. Temperatures are going to be in the 90s, 95 degrees. That's going to be good because the rest of the country is like in the hundreds, you know, triple digits. So we're doing good. I told everybody to move down to Florida because it's cooler here. In North Florida, they are going to be in the 90s this week, and they're going to have rain 3 to 4 days. So Jim and Bob and Beverly, you guys, you're going to be getting rainfall. And, we just need it to replenish that aquifer. And in South Florida, those of you in Miami, we'd love to hear from you if you're in the South. Port St. Lucie, Bradenton, St. Petersburg, all you great guys down there that listen to Better Lawns and Gardens, that we just love you. You're going to be in the 80s. And, that's really quite nice. You may get up into some 90s, but mostly it's just going to be in the 80s and low 80s at night. And you're just going to have a really beautiful week, a little bit of rain. But it's not going to damage, any vacations that you have coming down here. So I really, really like that. If you'd like to grow some vegetables, this is the time of the year where most of our regular vegetables that we plant in the garden, it's just too hot for it. So this is a good time for solarization from the sun. If you would like to get rid of some of those weeds and you have an area where you'd like to plant some vegetables, solarizing for 6 weeks between now and, you know, Labor Day weekend is a really good idea. Just put some clear plastic down on your area. Make sure that it's down tight and cover it up. And it's just going to, the sun is going to do its job and bake those weeds right out. If you'd like to plant some vegetables, though, here's what you can plant. Easy to transplant would be your gingers, peppers, roselle, tomatillos, tomatoes, and tropical spinaches. You can do that. Or you can also put down sugarcane if you're in South Florida. And the tropical spinaches work really well. You could also start your pumpkins. This is the time of the year to start your pumpkins for Halloween. And you can go ahead and plant those down along with chayote and cucumbers. And then also to southern peas. You can go ahead and do that. This is the day for your gardening questions. You go ahead and you can give us a call. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. Let us know what you're drinking. I've got a great bit of information about tea coming up. Let us know what you're doing. Give us a call to Lizzie. You can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're all excited that summer is here. But there's no need to rush to your destination. Speeding and aggressive driving are not only against the law, but extremely dangerous. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down, stay cool, and be safe this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-925-1522.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-925-1522. That's 800-925-1522.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
As a Marine, Janie's team always had his back. As a civilian, when things got dark, they still did. Janie was losing hope when he found the Florida Veterans Support Line. Connecting with his fellow veterans helped him get back on track. Now, he gets to pay that support forward as a veteran care coordinator. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
Asking for help is hard. Call me. I've been there. Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Do you have your cup of tea ready to drink? I love drinking tea in the morning. And this week we had a really very interesting, I never even thought of this before, about locating and finding DNA in plants.
Oh.
Okay. And so in dried herbal teas, and they tried to do it with coffee, and they couldn't do it with coffee as much. But if the leaves of a plant could tell you the story of their lives, you would find out about every insect that visited and interacted with that plant.
What? Wait. How is that even possible?
Well, bees, they land on the flowers and they pollinate them. So they're leaving their DNA. And then caterpillars chew on them. And so then they're leaving the DNA there. And then spiders, they tether their webs to plants. And so they leave DNA there.
So these bugs are just going around leaving their junky, nasty prints everywhere.
I wouldn't say that exactly.
Okay.
But what they did was scientists, they went and collected tea. This was dried tea in stores in the boxes. So the tea bags. And they extracted the DNA out of the dried tea leaves, and they found over 1,200 different arthropod species had visited these plants, these tea plants, for four different plants: chamomile, mint, tea, and parsley. But the method, it's called environmental DNA, eDNA, can be applied to any dried plants. And what they want to do with it is they want to make it a potential invaluable tool for monitoring endangered insect species and tracking the spread of crop pests. So it's just really very, very interesting. It doesn't hurt you in any way. It doesn't affect the tea quality, except, it's going to make it better, I think. But it's also a very good sign that they found no traces of the tea that had any pesticides. So this is a very good thing. So we're growing the tea very carefully, and we're protecting it. And so I just think this is very interesting that they can tell. They found DNA from insects on peppermint-growing plants in the Pacific Northwest. And then they found insects native to East Asia on green tea that contained DNA from Asia. So I just find this fascinating that I'm drinking tea, but that the tea is that I'm, Mother Nature, and just it's all combined, all good.
That is crazy. That's some good information.
Well, the thing is that the it's just so minute. Just very interesting. Let's go to our favorite rooster person, Eileen. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. What do you drink in the morning?
Coffee.
Okay. Well, there's no DNA from plants in coffee, so they just couldn't find any insects. So you're good there. So how can I help you?
I used to drink tea at night, and I would love to go back to drinking tea at night, and thank you for putting that in my brain.
Okay, well, make sure it's decaffeinated so you can get some sleep, although I don't know how you sleep with the roosters in the
background. I sleep very well. I sleep just fine.
Oh, good.
It depends on what's on TV.
I can understand that. Tony and I sleep to the TV. So, yeah. So you're having issues. What kind of issues this morning?
Okay. Did she give you the name of the plant? Let me spell it for you.
Calancho. She did. She did. Yep. Calanchos are calanchoes.
What are they?
They are a succulent.
They're like a cactus.
Yes, they are a succulent, and they don't have any thorns on them. And they have really fleshy leaves, so that kind of when you open it up, it kind of cracks, and you can see liquid in it.
Okay. So what am I doing wrong with it?
Is it dying?
Yes, it looks pathetic. Because there's instructions on the back of it that says keep moist.
No. Does it really?
Don't put it in the sun.
No, really?
Yes.
Calanchos love sun. And they don't need any moisture at all. They're a cactus, so you probably are overwatering it. They can get too much water just from the rainfall in the summertime.
I don't have it. I have it in a pot in the house.
Okay, so it's not getting enough sunlight, and it may just be too wet.
I gotcha.
Okay, so you can put it out in your pool.
Out on the porch.
Yep, or on the porch.
Yep. It's coming outside on the porch, and it's going to live out there. You know, I thought it was the same one that my mom had given me years ago,
mm-hmm.
which is in the porch, and I'm going to put it right next to
now,
that
one. So calanchos, which is how I pronounce it, calanchos, they can live inside because we have a lot of great houseplant growers who grow them inside, but they give them really bright, bright, you know, west sunlight, southwest sunlight, mm-hmm. and they don't water it very well. And so you don't need to have that really good, you know, kind of soil that has the moisture-holding pearls on it, but they just keep it dry. Just grow it like a cactus inside the house with really bright light.
I'm going to stick it out on the porch with the other one.
There you go.
It'll get humidity just like a cactus needs.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, hon.
All right.
That works.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good morning. You have a good day.
You too.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. That's wonderful. So I have a text message that says, do red bugs hurt my milkweed? Should I get rid of them? Okay, so this is called the milkweed bug, and it doesn't really hurt them, but, you know, what I do is I take my hose and spray them off. And after a good couple of times of spraying them, they just get annoyed, and you don't have them for a while. And then when they come back, you just spray them again, spray them off, and that's how I get rid of them. So they're not really a pest problem because, you know, the milkweed is getting defoliated all the time by, you know, caterpillars chewing on them, which is what Mother Nature wants you to do, or wants it to be there for, is for those insects, and so you want to have that. So, let's see. Other than that, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680.
Guess what I noticed a couple weeks ago?
What did you notice?
My pumpkins are gone.
They just, you know.
Fungus got them again. I'm just, you know what? I'm just like, this is why they don't grow pumpkins in Florida. Everybody's warned me the last 3 years. And I'm just like, I'm Lizzie. I can make them grow. And
You know, it just the ground. What kind of ground are you growing them in?
Soil?
Yeah. But it's just sandy soil?
No, it's a mixture of soil and like black cow style.
Yes. So it's very, very good. Okay. That may be a little bit of your issue too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because it holds on to moisture. You know, black cow is very good for adding, really good organic ingredients to hold on to the soil. And we really recommend it
mm-hmm.
for vegetable gardens and things like that. But you got to have really sandy soil to, you know, to keep the watermelons just grow right up. You know, you'll see them growing on the bahia grass out on the side of the road.
I know. I'm like, seriously, like, I can go buy a cow pasture and they've got these crappy pumpkins everywhere. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to grow the gigantic and the micro mini ones. And what am I doing wrong? So that makes sense. I even cut back on the watering because of last year. Like, I think there's going to be too much water.
Right.
La, la, la. And I did. And then, wah, wah.
Well, you know, so, but, you know, I would always try it again. You might want to try growing them in a raised bed. You know, like maybe, you know, those big metal buckets that you can get.
Okay.
Okay. And watering troughs, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay.
And try growing them in that and just see if that helps get them off the ground.
So stay tuned. A whole nother year will go by and then I will give you a pumpkin update.
There you go. I think that's great. What could you be doing this month in July? Well, July is a great month to be going ahead and planting your seeds for transplanting for August. So if you want to buy your tomatoes and your peppers and your peas for the fall, go ahead and get them now and start the seeds so that you can plant them in August. It's also a great time of the year to plant bulbs. My rain lilies have been going crazy. Do you have rain lilies?
No, I do not.
Okay, I will bring you some next week.
Oh, I got so excited.
The rain lilies, and there's a Florida native. It's called an Adamasco, and it is a white rain lily. They have leaves that look like liriope, but there are no pest problems, no disease issues, and they are evergreen all year round. And then 3 days after it rains, the flowers bloom.
Love that.
It's wonderful. They're called rain lilies, and you can get them in white, yellow, orange, pink. I'll bring you some pink ones and some white ones. My yellow ones look like crocuses.
Really?
They do, but they're in the summertime. It's not in the spring or in the wintertime. So they're just gorgeous and easy to grow. You can put them in containers, but 3 days after a rain, you are guaranteed to have some beautiful flowers. Joe Larkin, he says, good morning, Lizzie and Guy and Teresa.
Good morning.
I love that. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in the, if you just want to text us, 23680. Also, too, it's a good time to start herbs. And again, you want to plant your tropical vegetables. Oh, and I wanted to say that. At the beginning, when I opened up, I said you could be planting tomatoes. Now, yes, you can be planting tomatoes for your fall crops, the seeds, but also too, cherry tomatoes, the fruit of cherry tomatoes is able to be pollinated all summer long. They don't mind the heat, okay? So you can be planting cherry tomatoes or growing tomatoes, cherry tomatoes all summer long, especially the Everglades tomato, and it will produce during the summertime. Usually tomatoes, when the temperatures are over 85 degrees, they do not, they're not pollinated. It just doesn't happen. And so we don't recommend planting tomatoes in the summertime. But cherry tomatoes, you can plant. It also helps better lawns and gardens. And it pleases our sponsors to go to our Facebook page and like us. If you would, please, we would love that. You can go ahead and connect with us and touch base with us. Let us know what you're growing on Facebook. That's Better Lawns and Gardens. Also, too, Summit Responsible Solutions, Mosquito Bits and Dunks. They are wonderful. You can like their page, Quality Green Specialists, Native and Fruit Tree Nursery in DeLand, and then also Black Cow. Going to take a break right now. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have Lizzie Wayton, and it's just a very quiet morning. We are having our tea, and it's just going to be a gorgeous day today.
Oh, I'm super excited. We also had a listener call. Her name is Jean from Port St. Lucie, I think it was.
Wonderful. Good morning, Jean.
Well, she was also asking. She thought I was an alumni of Wesley
College.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not, but.
But no, that was with the Gorgeous Grandma Day, and so it was a Miss Solomon who graduated from Wesley College, who created the holiday because, you know, she just wanted everyone to realize how gorgeous grandmas are.
And I love that. So I told Miss Jean, I said, I will now become a fan of Wesley College.
There you go. That's wonderful. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. One of the best things that you can do when you are when you have a landscape that you want to take care of and reduce the amount of pest issues and also your maintenance issues is to walk your yards on a regular basis. And this is one of my mantras. You'll hear me speak about it a lot. And you want to learn to recognize good bugs. Not every bug or insect that you see is bad. And we really need to keep and preserve and protect our landscape as a habitat so that we can get the beneficial bugs, the good bugs, to come and eat the predators. So having a little bit of bad bugs is, you know, really what we want, because that's going to be the food to bring in the good bugs. So when you are spraying, and just take this to the bank, if you're spraying your yards on a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis, and you don't have any insect problems outside, you're wasting your money, and you're also hurting the environment because you're going to be killing the good bugs. Always check to make sure that the insect you're trying to kill is a good or bad bug. And you can do that by snapping a picture of it and uploading it to Google. And, you know, if the pictures will come up if you do Google Images, and you can identify it that way. Or you can take the picture to your extension office and they will identify it for you, your local county extension. Or you can send it to me. And a really good way to do that is through the website, betterlawns.com. You can upload a photograph and also your questions, and I can respond to them. And I will tell you, I had several calls over the week, and it's just easier to get a hold of me through email. I do not answer my phone. I'm so busy, and I get between 30 and 50 calls a day on my phone, and I will say probably two-thirds of the calls are just spam robocalls.
Oh, 100%. Now, if they're going to email you, please remind people that there is no H in your name.
There is no H in my name. Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Watkins@live.com, or betterlawns.com is easier and it's much quicker.
Right.
And I respond to those.
And it's Watkins.
Thank you. And so, you know, some of the bugs that we see in our landscapes could be caterpillars that are eating our plants. And that's what they're supposed to do. You know, Mother Nature doesn't provide a food source for caterpillars that is going to kill the plant. The plant will, you know, grow new leaves and will return. But the Gulf fritillary butterfly in the larval form looks really kind of dangerous. It's an orangey, red-orange, and it has all these spikes on it. It really looks quite dangerous, but it loves passion flowers. That's the host plant, the corky stem passion flower. And if you want to have butterflies in your yard, you're going to have to put up with a little bit of the caterpillars eating them. Now, Lizzie and Guy, have you ever seen outside on your door or on a branch in a tree a little white sticks that are really very kind of very skinny, but they're little white sticks with little balls on top? They're white.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those on your windowsill or on your door frame or on a plant?
Yes.
Underneath a leaf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is those are wonderful. It's a green lacewing, and it is a predator. And so these lacewings are so voracious in their eating that Mother Nature puts them on stilts, those little sticks, so that they have to climb down the stem to get to where they're walking. And if they didn't, they would eat each other as they hatched. So it's really pretty cool. So green lace wings, you can find these little white stilts on windows, walls, doors, and plants underneath leaves, and they are very beneficial. They eat aphids. They eat scale, white flies, and other insects. So they're wonderful to have in your yard. Another beneficial non-native is a ladybug the mealybug destroyer. That sounds like a cool name, right? The mealybug destroyer. It looks like a mealybug. So this is where if you're looking and you see mealybugs, which look like a little stiff white mop, and it's got all these little legs on it, and it's a predator. The mealybug destroyer will eat mealybugs, and you might see them mixed in with mealybugs. So make sure that you're, before you spray or use a chemical, that you do not kill the predators. Also, wasps are very beneficial. The scolid wasp, these will attack beetles that are eating your plants. And so, again, they are a good insect to have in your landscape. Ladybug larvae, they will eat aphids like crazy. And so, you know, you want to, look for the ladybug larvae. When they're little, they look like bad bugs. And they don't look like that when the larva is, you know, just hatching. You're going to think that maybe they're bad bugs and you want to spray and kill them. But no, they will eat the aphids. And local natives will find all your aphids if you let them be. But if you're spraying on a regular basis, you're killing the good guys as well as the bad guys. And then crab spiders. Have you ever seen a crab spider, Lizzie?
Yes, I have.
They are white and black, and they got a little bit of red on them, but they look just like a crab. They are very good, and you'll find them in healthy yards. They eat mosquitoes and whiteflies and other small flying insects that get caught up in their web. So before you spray a chemical, identify the bug, make sure he's not a good guy, and you'll have a healthier lawn. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
We love security. We buy insurance. We try to save for retirement. And while there's nothing wrong with being prepared for the unexpected or planning for the future, there is a problem if we begin to look for security in people or things more than God. Rahab, an incredible woman of faith in the Bible, understood this. She lived in Jericho, a strong, fortified, ancient pagan city. Rumors that many Israelites were camped outside their walls and news of God's miracles for Israel terrified them. In spite of that, they believed that their man-made fortresses could keep the Israelites at bay. But Rahab believed in the God of Israel. And when Jericho fell, God protected Rahab because of her faith. Where do you find your security? If you're trusting in anything more than in God, it's time to reevaluate. Putting your life into God's hands is the real security. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know what's going on in your garden, in your landscape. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear from South Florida, too, as well. You can give us a call. Let's go to this next call, because this is interesting. Mike in Venice, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. Doing well. I was having dinner last night with my neighbors, and she happened to bring up the fact that she has oleander bushes on the side of her house, but in the front of her house, she has a desert rose. And the other day, she found that desert rose covered with those orange caterpillars. And I remember there was a bug, if it served me right, it's black that lays the eggs. Is there a name for it?
Yes. Okay, so you're talking about the oleander moth. And it is also called the polka dot moth. It's really quite a beautiful moth. It looks like a wasp. It's got black and white polka dots on it, but it's also got blue and red on it too, bright red abdomen. And so it's quite beautiful. But here's the thing is that the oleander is a host plant for this oleander moth caterpillar. Okay, so they also affect desert roses, and so they're not going to kill the desert rose, but it's something that you can get rid of. You can spray to get rid of them if you want, or you can put 7 down, you know, something that is going to, that the caterpillar will eat and damage. But I don't find them very harmful, and I think they're gorgeous.
Yes. Well, I couldn't remember the name, and I had seen the bug before, and I think I tried to kill it because even though it was pretty, I knew what it was doing in the landscape.
Right. No, and you can. It's called an oleander wasp moth or the polka dot moth. And, again, you can use any of the leaf-chewing caterpillar pesticides that will kill that. And then that way it defoliates the oleander and the desert rose. And so you can use, a pesticide on them if you want. Okay?
Well, thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening in Venice. I appreciate it. That's Mike in Venice giving us a call. And also, too, if you've missed any of the Better Lawns and Gardens shows over the past few weeks and even the last couple of years, you can go to audioboom.com. Audioboom.com, that's all one word. And I have each of the shows listed with the topics and the links to what we discussed during those shows. And they can sign up for free. And when they can subscribe to Better Lawns and Gardens. And each time I put it up there, I upload it, it will get downloaded to their phone.
Exactly. They can also go to the iHeartRadio app if they have that. And if they're listening on that. And they can do it that way, too, and just search the Better Lawns and Gardens show, and there you go.
Exactly.
Teresa and Tom forever.
And so that's a really good way to get the shows. And then you can listen to it at your convenience. You don't have to wake up early on Saturday mornings, and you won't miss a thing. And we'd love to have you do that. And that will just make everyone just so happy. 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the Garden area, we'd love to talk to you. You don't have to be in Florida to listen to the show. And you also can... you know, go ahead and let us know what's going on as far as weather goes. I'm always interested in that because, you know, sometimes it can rain in certain places and then other times they don't get any at all. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because, again, if we get a little bit of rain during the summertime, that is good. We get more rain here in Florida during the summer months than any other state.
True, true.
And I love rain.
I do too.
I love thunder boomers and I love, Guy, do you like thunder? And lightning?
Sometimes.
As long as you're protected, you know, it's what you want to do, yes. But I just love rainstorms, and it just is so good to have.
I do too. I want to take a nap.
Yeah,
exactly.
I do. That's it. That's it, too. Florida plants. If you are looking for Florida native plants, there is a great magazine called Guide for Real Florida Gardeners, and you can go to the FAN website. And this is the Florida Association of Native Nurseries, FAN, F-A-N-N. And in it, they have listed all the native nurseries in the state of Florida where you can go and buy native plants. And they also have great ideas and lists it. Like if you have shade, these are the native plants that grow in shade. Do you want to attract butterflies? They have great lists. That's FAN, the F-A-N-N. And it's the website is plantrealflorida.org, plantrealflorida.org. They have a Facebook page, and they have Instagram and also Twitter and LinkedIn. But you can get their guide for Florida gardeners. And if you're new to Florida and you would like to find some of these nurseries, it's a great way to do it. I love it because I love seeing native plants. I love seeing the butterflies. If you plant it, they will come. And this is what I find with all of my landscape installations. My landscapers will pull up in the driveway with all these plants in their trailer. And the butterflies just seem to know. It's like they're waiting for, you know, more plants to, you know, to enjoy and also to eat. And so it's just a great way to do it. I love doing that.
Well, they also have a spot in there where you can type in what you think the name of the plant is, and you can research that from there, which is so easy.
It is. You know, we're just so, technology today is just a wonderful thing. And I just love doing that because you can find anything out on the internet. 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, you can also text us 23680 and let us know what's going on in your yard. We have the landscape show coming up in Orlando in September.
Really?
This is a big conference. It's an industry show, but on the last days, they allow homeowners to come in. It's a great way to find new plants and see ideas. And that landscape show is usually at the end of the month. I'll find the dates and I'll tell you about them. But it's always a great place. It's always held in the Orlando County Convention Center. And the date this year, let me just do this landscape show and do this and it will tell you. Let's see, the landscape show is going to be August 24th. I said in September, but it's going to be August 24th through the 26th. And the last couple of days, the Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, they allow homeowners to come in. August 24th through 26th, it's going to be held at the Orange County Convention Center in the West Building. It's just a great way to learn what the newest trends are in plants. You get to see all kinds of vendors that sell water features, all kinds of fountains and statues, and then also supplies for your landscape. And this year's theme is connecting with nature. So you know they're going to have a lot of great native nurseries there. And you know what, Lizzie? On the last day, because the vendors, the industry, doesn't like to take things home with them. They like packing up and bringing plants to the nursery, or I mean to the show, but they also want to sell them.
Oh, really?
And so you can come, and on the last day, homeowners can take plants home with them. So it's a really great way to do that. I love doing that. 1-888-455-2967, or if you would like to text us, 23680. Coming up, we have Chris Van Cleve. He's the Redneck Rosarian. He's going to be joining us with summertime advice on growing roses, how roses can beat the heat. And, you know, so many people say, you know, we can't grow roses here in Florida. And that's not true. Chris is going to give us all his great advice on it. He is in the wonderful state of Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And so he knows all about heat and humidity and growing roses. And so he is great. And I just love his title. He's the Redneck Rosarian.
Hey, you know what? Hey, it's, yeah.
It works.
I don't know. I love it, though.
It works. It works for me. Please, if you'd go to our website, you can go to betterlawns.com. You can subscribe there, ask any kind of gardening questions, or you can go to our Facebook page and let us know what you're growing in your yard. You can post, upload pictures of your yard. You can ask gardening questions, and we will definitely love seeing them and knowing that they're out there. Our fans are the best, Lizzie.
We have the best listeners. I'm telling you, you guys are very sweet. You're polite. You don't call and tell us that we need to go kick rocks down the road. So high five to you guys.
Yeah. So it's just wonderful. But you can take the show anywhere. And, you know, I know it's hot right now and people don't want to get out there in the sun. And but make sure you're drinking lots of water and that you're using suntan lotion and wearing a hat.
That's right. Or wear your long sleeves also.
Long sleeves, yes, is good. You know, that's what I've got to get. You know, I'm getting more freckles here. And so the long sleeves definitely is important. And our good friend Gary Bachman in Louisiana, he has got great sleeves. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How fast is the internet at your home, school, or workplace? The state of Florida is conducting an anonymous statewide study of internet availability through an official internet speed test. The results of the study will help guide investments to improve broadband speeds around our state. Visit fasterflorida.org to measure your connection speed today. That's fasterflorida.org to take the state's official internet speed test.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.